Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. In today's episode, we are talking once again to gym owners, the coaches, the fitness business owners of any kind, whether you are a one-man operation or have a whole team working with you. We want to know, are we busy just for the sake of being busy, or are you good busy, right? It's so celebrated to be busy, to hustle, to work hard. And that is also a byproduct of people's inability to be good time managers, right? So on the one hand, it's about people sort of trying to live up to this culture of, like, the hustle culture, which, by the way, I like. Okay, so just before you start thinking that I'm about to bash hustle culture, because it seems to be a thing where nowadays a lot of people are trying to put it down, are trying to bash it, trying to say that it's a bad thing. I don't think it's a bad thing. I think it becomes a little bit toxic when kind of done incorrectly or taken the wrong way, but I think it's absolutely necessary. I think it's a vital ingredient of success, but not the star of the show, which is exactly what I'm talking about in today's podcast. So back to what I was saying, you know, that hustle culture is, and you know, work hard, be busy, all of that stuff, they're all related, right? They tend to be championed, but what isn't championed, what isn't talked about enough is what are you busy doing? So you're hustling, you're working hard, you're busy doing a whole bunch of things and your day finishes. But when you actually sit back and think about it, you didn't really achieve much for the day. You pulled a lot of levers, you pressed a lot of buttons, but the machine didn't move forward much for all those levers you pulled and all the buttons you pushed for the day. And this is one of the most important things when it comes to creating success inside your business. You can and you very likely eventually will get to the destination you want to get to, so long as you know, continue to be busy, work hard, hustle, even though you may be sort of veering all over the place, you know, you're going in the right direction. So it's certainly better than nothing. No arguments there. But it's a very inefficient way of doing things. What you want to make sure you're doing is you're pulling the right levers and you're pushing the right buttons that cause the biggest impact to the direction you want to go, to the goal that you have. This is very important. And this is what a lot of people miss. And the reason why they miss it is because they actually don't audit it. They actually don't sit down and think, okay, in all different aspects of the business, like, there are different pillars, right? At the end of the day, your fitness business is reliant upon pretty much three things: obtaining new leads, closing those leads, and getting those leads to stay for as long as possible, right? For longer and longer. So increasing your average customer lifetime value. That's what it comes down to ultimately, right? Now, within each of those pillars, there are things that you need to do that will have the most impact on those pillars. And not only that, even if you step back a little bit more bird's eye view, zoom out a little bit more, you can actually first sit down and think where in which of those pillars you lack, which of them is the weak pillar that is not performing. Is it that you're not getting enough enough leads in the first place? Is it that you're getting leads, but your sales process sucks, and so you're losing a lot of leads? Is it that you're getting enough leads, your sales process is decent, you're closing enough people, but you're not keeping them for long enough, you're losing them, and now you're forced to generate new leads again, which costs more than keeping members, right? So now, just from that example, you can start pulling the right levers. If just from that example, if you find out that, hey, and actually, hold on, we're getting decent enough leads, and our conversion rate's not too bad either. What seems to be missing is that a lot of people are leaving too soon after they join. It looks like, let's zoom in. What is it? What's going on here? Why are they leaving? Is it that our staff are not treating them well and are rude? Is it that our programs don't deliver results? What is happening here? And there are multiple ways you can find out what's going on. You can talk to staff. You can talk to the members. You can ring ex-members. You can do exit interviews. You can do surveys of current members, etc., etc., etc. And now you can start pulling the right levers to increase your retention, to improve how long the average average customer lifetime value is, instead of like going into work and your lead generation is already decent, you're getting enough leads, and your sales process is already decent, you're converting enough sales, enough leads into members, but you're now spending equal amounts on generating new leads, equal amounts of time, I mean, for your whole day. Generating new leads, equal amounts of time selling, and equal amounts of time retaining. Whereas maybe a good idea would be that maybe for a month, maybe for a quarter, you need to focus on improving your retention systems. And that starts to make a big difference, yeah? So these are the things that you should be thinking about in regards to, well, if you're busy, are you busy doing the right things? You need to begin by figuring out what right things are. Like, what needs to happen in order for your gym to be successful, for your fitness business to be successful? And you know, what I just basically outlined, something that's going to be common pretty much to every fitness business. Obtaining new leads, which is marketing. Closing those leads, which is sales. And retaining those new members, which is the delivery of results and great customer service, essentially, right? Amongst other things. Those are probably the top two biggest things that you need to worry about in as far as that part is concerned. So once you start to figure out where it is you're lacking, you can start to work on what you need to do to improve things and move things forward. And now you can dedicate specific time and set specific goals by certain end dates and stuff like that, that, you know, okay, by the end of the quarter, we need to go from this much retention to this much retention. You know, our turnover per month is 8%, which is disgusting. We need to get it down to, say, 4%, right? Well, maybe you don't have such an ambitious goal too quickly. Maybe bring it down by 1% at a time. And over the course of 3, 4, 5 months, get it down to, you know, a 4%, for example. And on it goes. So, guys, I hope that helps out. If you know a gym owner, if you are a gym owner, and you know other gym owners that could probably benefit from this, doesn't even have to be a gym owner. Anybody who has any fitness business of any kind, whether they're an online coach, they own gyms, or whatever in between, share it with them. Good karma. Don't forget to subscribe. It helps us grow the podcast, and I can keep putting out more and more episodes for you guys. If you are a fitness business owner of any kind and need either long or short-term mentorship and advice for the development of your business, reach out, amir@adonisathletics.com.au. You can email or on Instagram, the_sportperformancecoach. Until next time, guys.